The last time I was with you, we spoke about questions, the importance of questions. We spoke about how learning how to ask the right question is how we grow in our faith. I would like to continue on that journey because once again our lectionary is inviting us to ask a couple of very good questions. The first question we are bidden to ask is, who is Mary to us? Who is this woman that will praise the Lord, saying, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed." Who is this woman that will tell us that the Lord has shown strength with his arm, that he has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts? Who is this woman that will tell us that the Lord brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly, that he has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty? This Mary, the Mother of God, to us is the Ark of the New Covenant, the one that will bear the presence of God to the world, to us, the one who will bear the kingdom of God to the world. The Lord will come, the kingdom of God will come, the presence of the Lord will come, but this time it will not be in the form of a golden covered ark, but in the form of a child, God with us, Emmanuel. Through her, the dynasty begun with David and promised to him in lieu of a temple will come, and salvation will be offered to all people. This morning we find Mary speaking with the angel Gabriel, who says to her, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." Or as also how we may have heard, "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee." "You will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end." And Mary responds, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be according to your word." Let it be. The whispered words, "Let it be." Let it be with me according to your word. These words echo God's own words, "Let there be." From the beginning, the Lord has spoken, and there was. God said, "Let there be light," and there was. "Let there be sky, dry land, earth that brings forth vegetation, fish that fills the waters, a sun, a moon. Let us create humanity in our image and likeness." This was the song of the first creation. But the new creation spoken to us by St. Paul, the one in which there is neither Greek nor Jewish people, nor slave nor free, nor male nor female, the new creation in which swords are beaten into plowshares, where nations rise up no more against nations, where we embrace one another in love, that new creation begins today. But not with the words of herald angels, but with the meaningful yes of an unwed young woman who lifted her eyes to the heavens and freely said, "Let it be." But "let it be" are not the only prophetic echoes delivered by the soon-to-be Mother of God this morning. Like another famous prophet who seeks to show us that God is for us and stands with us, she echoes the words of Moses, who also said, "Here am I," and proclaimed love to God's people, telling them that the Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, appeared to me and said, "I have watched over you, and I have seen what has been done to you in Egypt, and I will bring you up out of your misery in Egypt into the land flowing with milk and honey." She echoes the words of Samuel, who says, "Here am I," and he speaks truth to power and anoints David as king, the line from which Christ will be born. She echoes the words of Isaiah, who says, "Here am I," and he is used to proclaim to the people, "The Spirit of the Lord of God is with me because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim deliverance to the captives and release to the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." But Mary's yes, Mary bringing God to God's people is different, isn't it? Mary will bring the incarnate God to us, yes, and in this is a prophet like the others before her. She will deliver the word of God to God's people, and also, like the prophets before her, her words that she brings are justice, humbling the arrogant, they are lifting up the downtrodden. It is God's faithfulness and love, sentiments sung by Mary, but also later proclaimed by her son, the word made flesh, when he tells us, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God." But she's also different than the prophets before her, and that she is literally going to bear Christ, God incarnate, to us. She will bear God in flesh, which is an affirmation of God's creation and the goodness of humanity. God will choose human flesh, not a cedar house, as the place of God's dwelling. And this will be, as the theologian Karl Barth would phrase it, the way of God into the far country. And being gracious to humanity in Jesus, he goes into the far country, into the country, the society that is not God, but against God in all of its graceless ways of cruelty and injustice. But Jesus does not shrink from humanity. He does not pass us by as did the priest and Levite, the man that had fallen amongst thieves, but he makes our situation his own. But this begs our second question, doesn't it? In light of who Mary is, in light of what she does, in light of Mary bringing Christ to us, what do we do? In this season of waiting, what do we do? In only just a few short hours, we shall hear the cry of triumph. The Holy One comes to us into the far country, God and child in the manger. God comes, the Lord Jesus comes, Christmas comes, and we will celebrate the incarnation of Christ, who through the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary becomes man, and we are shown what it means to bring Christ to the world. But we are called to do more than celebrate. You see, friends, the answer to the question of what we do now, of what we do as we wait for the coming of the Lord, is simple. We too are to bring Christ to the world. As we approach the eve of the incarnation of Christ, as we think of what we are to do while we wait, we should consider this waiting in light of Mary's prophetic example. Beloved, to follow in the footsteps of the Mother of God, of the Holy Theotokos, is to proclaim liberty to the captives, speak truth to power, and proclaim the love of God to all people. I'll say this again. To follow in the footsteps of the Mother of God is to proclaim deliverance to the captives, speak truth to power, and to proclaim the love of God to all people. We will find Mary herself not long after our passage this morning proclaiming that the Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel. This is what we are called to do. This is what we are called to proclaim. Beloved, think on the words that we have just heard spoken over Mary by God. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Do not be afraid, for you have found favor with God, and now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. These words are spoken over you. The Lord is with you. You have found favor with God. You will bear Christ to the world, proclaim deliverance to the captives, speak truth to power, and proclaim the love of God to all people. Soon, we will celebrate the coming of the King, Emmanuel, God with us. Mary will bring Christ to the world. Now, friends, go and do likewise. Amen.